Hello once again. Hello everyone. Welcome to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 2, Episode 11, 24-6. We have talked about cancer several times in last series. I hope you remember. And I guess you know that oral cancer incidence is particularly high in northeastern states of India, where tobacco consumption is very, very high. Dialab Guwahati team has been trying to explore novel and natural ways to treat such cancers. Well, this report comes from them. They identified this protein called TIP-E2, stands for Negative Regulator of Innate and Adaptive Immunity, and it is highly overexpressed in lung cancer cells. Let me remind you that lung cancer represents one of the most prevalent cancers, and the leading cause of mortality due to cancer in men across the globe. It accounts for over 11% of all new cancer cases and more than 18% of total cases worldwide. Notably, and most worrying about this cancer is, it is easily spread, lack of suitable biomarkers and ineffective existing therapies that contribute to the poor survival of the patients. Therefore, indeed, there is an urgent need to search for effective biomarkers for the better management of this aggressive disease. Okay, as I said, Dialab team at IIT Guwahati found TIP-E2 as enriched in cancer cells. They found that tobacco and its major components, nicotine, nitrosamines, upregulate this protein. Well, to test it further, they silenced or knocked down TIP-E2 in lung cancer cells and found that the cells stopped dividing, and not only that, their migration that is actually responsible for cancer metastasis was delayed. They examined the molecular mechanism of TIP-E2 involvement in carcinogenesis and found that it is involved in inflammation response. TIP-E2 compromised cells showed less amount of NF-kappa-B and NF-kappa-B related gene products. Well, you may already know that there is a tight relationship for inflammation and cancer signaling, and here TIP-E2 seems like the marker for both. Dialab IIT Guwahati reports that this protein is particularly important for lung cancers and calls for more research work to validate its use as a target in clinic. Surely they would look for natural and synthetic compounds with TIP-E2 killing potential. For details, please see Biomolecules 2019 published on December 6th. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.